Ladies and gentlemen, from Canada, Giselle.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Mesdames et messieurs.
Giselle of Canada, playing and singing her songs in English and French. Today we have a very distinguished guest. He is the man who was responsible for bringing the Boston Symphony Orchestra to its present perfection, Dr. Sergei Kuzevitsky.
Well, I feel sort of nervous performing before such a great musician.
Oh, there's no need to be nervous, Giselle. Dr. Kuzevitsky has a very liberal outlook on music, and he knows what it's all about. So you just go right ahead and sing.
My first song is a very old American folk song. I hope you'll like it. Black is the color of my true love's hair.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. He's made of something wondrous fair.
In quite a different mood, Giselle sings now, "You Turn the Tables on Me."
You turn the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me.
people with the drums. And though I'm out on my own, but after thinking it over and over, I got my custom. Just like the sting of a bee, you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to have as our guest today one of those men who seem to most of us to live in a more rarefied atmosphere than the practitioners of any other art, the realm of great music. Dr. Kuzewitzki, may I say welcome on behalf of Canada and Giselle?
Thank you, Mr. Lucas. And am I permitted to come down out of my rarefied atmosphere to say that it is a pleasure to listen to and look at a fine and charming artist?
You are indeed, sir.
You see, the songs of Miss Giselle may not all be what is known as great music, but they are the songs of today. The songs of the people. Some of them live, some of them die, and some of them cannot die too soon for me. And yet, they are all important, because they are a part of the life of these two great people who live side by side along that international boundary up there, in friendship, in absolute friendship and trust. It is still hard sometime for us who come from the old world to believe it.
Yes, Dr. Kuzewitzki, that's the great North American symphony.
Quite so. And we have heard only the opening bars. 200 years ago, there was no United States of America. See what is today. Now look at Canada. Vast, greater in physical size even than this country, and with every imaginable source of wealth. Remember, history does not slow down. It moves faster all the time. When you think of that, when you think of what Canada may be in 50 years, in 20 years, well, there are countries I have known which might look at all that as a cause for fear.
But we don't, Dr. Kuzewitzki. We say, let Canada develop as fast as she can. We're glad that she has those tremendous resources of minerals, oil and timber, wealth of every kind. And there's even something else that we can talk about without whispering or looking over our shoulders.
What is that, Mr. Lucas?
Atomic power. Atomic power for peaceful uses.
Ah.
Without knowing any of the facts in detail, I'm perfectly certain that Canada and the United States are sharing their resources and their knowledge and their technical skills, just as they did during the war, and are working hand and glove on the job of harnessing atomic power for peacetime industry.
Of course. And why? Because there is trust and confidence between you. That is what united the 100 instruments and the many varied talent of a great orchestra. When it is shared so fully by two great nations, Mr. Lucas, I should like to live another 20 years to hear what your North America Symphony has become by that time.
Well, several million music lovers will join me in hoping it's another 50 years, Dr. Kusevitsky. And thank you very much for visiting us.
My next song is Le Soleil a rendezvous avec la Lune, which means the sun has a rendezvous with the moon.
Le soleil a rendez-vous avec la lune, mais la lune n'est pas là et le soleil n'attend. Il va pour son chacun, pour son chacune, chacun doit s'en faire autant. La lune est là, la lune est là, la lune est là, mais le soleil ne la voit pas. Pour la trouver, il faut la nuit, il faut la nuit, mais le soleil ne le sait pas. Et toujours, oui, le soleil a rendez-vous avec la lune, mais la lune n'est pas là et le soleil n'attend. Ah, pas qu'il a vu ça, oui. Les savants avertis par la pluie, le vent annonçaient toujours la fin du monde. Les jours dont commandaient en termes émouvants les avis des aveux des savants. Tous les gens impolis demandaient aux agents si le monde était pris à la ronde. C'est alors que docteurs, savants et professeurs annoncèrent subito tout en cœur. Le soleil a rendez-vous avec la lune, mais la lune n'est pas là et le soleil l'attend. Il va pour son chacun, pour sa chacune, chacun doit en faire autant. La lune est là, la lune est là, la lune est là, mais le soleil ne la voit pas. Pour la trouver, il faut la nuit, mais le soleil ne le sait pas. Et toujours oui, le soleil a rendez-vous avec la lune, mais la lune n'est pas là et le soleil l'attend. Papa dit qu'il a vu ça, oui.
Oh, that was delightful, Giselle.
Thank you, Rupert. But now I see it's time for me to leave. But I can't do so without saying thank you to Dr. Kusevitsky.
Yes, well, this is Rupert Lucas inviting you to be with us next week at the same time when Giselle will have as her guests Ozzy and Harriet Nelson. Be sure to be with us. Until then, au revoir.
J'attendrai